Oh my
dude,
god!
Tell the people about our sponsor.
Oh my god, dude!
Episode 69.
Episode on episode. This has to be some sort of cosmic thing because on episode 69. I was in negotiations with a big company right now. I was in negotiations all week, dude. Going back, we're sponsored officially by manhoodcanada.com. Manhood. Ask me what the manhood is, dude.
What is it?
Shit. I'll tell you, dude. The Manhood Canada, or the man, let's call this thing. The manhood is for people who have been circumcised and even people who haven't been circumcised. Well, I'll start with circumcised men first. It's not for women. If you've been circumcised, your penis is like your hand, the palm of your hand. It's rough. You don't feel it, dude.
This is the read they sent you.
No, they kind of do send some of this. So, the stuff they sent me was so funny because it was like, you're basically.
Wait, finish your pitch, dude.
Okay, so basically.
Start over.
Okay, I'm starting over. Manhoodcanada.com. If you're circumcised, you got fucked.
Yeah.
That's basically the whole thing. Like if you're
keep going with your bitch.
If
dude,
you got circumcised, but here's what happened. I got circed. My dick's been rubbing my jeans and shit since time immemorial, dude.
Yeah.
So your flaccid state, your dick is always trying to like it's supposed to be so sensitive that like your foreskin covers it. And this is what the guy said in the letter. It was like your dick's constant or your penis, he said.
penis?
Yeah. He's like your penis is constantly trying to like shrivel back to your foreskin to be protected. But sadly, it's gone, dude. That's where I quote him. He's like, and sadly, it never finds its little nest.
He said that? He said little nest?
Or little whatever the fuck it is. God. He's like, sadly, it never finds its little flap of skin or whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, my God. That's worse than nest.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. But so basically, our circumcised dicks are just completely bludgeoned and mute to the world. Whereas if you're uncirced, if you even touch it, like it's literally like a clitoris. It's like, oh, it's too sensitive.
Yeah.
So basically,
that's why I have one uncirced friend. He got a hand job in high school, and his nickname became Everywhere because he nutted everywhere.
Because it felt
instantly.
So good for him, dude.
Yeah. We used to call him DT, Deformed Tallywhacker.
And now he's laughing, dude.
Now he's got a long, fucking weird dick.
Yeah, but dude, that's how it's supposed to be. So we're literally like eunuchs, dude. We're eunuchs, basically.
He listens to this. He's going to text me. DT.
He should.
We used to call him DT.
Good for fucking him, dude, because you don't get to grow. I don't think you get to grow to your full potential.
It was funny, though, as kids, like anybody that was different, like he had a different dick than all of us. So we all made fun of him.
Of course. You get an outcast.
Then you get older and you're just like, whatever, dude. I don't care what your fucking dick looks like.
It is funny. You probably woke up and were like, fucking dude's dick is weird as shit, dude. It is. It does make a big difference.
Well, I think it was one of those things where we all saw it eventually.
Really?
Yeah, like you pee next to each other enough because we were together.
He showed you the anteater.
And then like you talk to another friend like, dude, do you see his dick? It's weird, dude. we didn't know what the fuck was wrong with it. Like,
that's
he's got
hilarious.
A weird dick.
Then you guys confronted
him
about
pull
it.
Pull back to pee sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. What can happen if you're not circed is that your skin like fuses overnight.
What?
Because if you're like leaking all night and you're leaking out fucking crumb,
and it leaks schmeg.
It's leaking schmeg, dude. And then you're like, you go to pee and it just goes and pops and shoots out. So basically, what the product that's sponsoring the podcast is, it's like this little, not sock, but it's something similar to a sock you cover your dick in as you go about your business all day long. And after like a week, you get that sensitivity back.
Mm.
Your dick starts to come out of hiding, dude. It's not looking for its skin anymore. It can finally relax.
Finally.
So basically what's going on is this guy's going to send me like three or four of them. I'm going to wear them and talk about my journey, dude, on the podcast. So I'm so fucking happy to team up with manhoodcanada.com. Dude.
Manhood, finally, finally a sponsor we can all get
behind. Dude, exactly. So dude, I'm going to start doing that though, man. Just calling up. I mean, we have enough listeners where I emailed them and I'm like, hey, here's my deal. I want to try your thing. Send it to me and I'll talk about it on my podcast. I have X amount of listeners. What's good? And the guy was like, yeah, dude.
The guy was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll send you some fucking socks right now.
I'll send you the dick sheath right now. And it just pissed me off because I just bought dick lotion. They have it.
Stop.
It's called.
And I said this to you before, dude.
Man
Stop
one,
fucking with your
it's
dick.
Called Man One Man Oil. And it's literally for my conundrum, my
They're
dry dick.
They're selling real dong wax?
Yeah. Some guy actually sells dong wax and I paid.
And is this out of Canada?
Probably, dude. Canada is like Silicon Valley of dong maintenance, dude. Everyone's dick in Canada is probably so fucking perfect.
That's why they're
dude.
All fucking nice.
Yeah.
They all have fucking sick dongs, dude. They got fucking uncirced dongs.
Probably so sensitive. Or if they're circed, they probably circed them and put the fucking manhood
dude,
on them
if
right away.
Those mounties are uncirced, or if they are circed, Yeah. Just riding that saddle all day, they probably nut constantly.
Oh, it's probably
the sensitivity on your dickhead on the saddle.
You think like a vibration type setup? Dude. And just to be like connected to a beast like that all day. It's like a wireless docking station to charge up your hog. You're like sitting on top of a horse dick. And all day you're just fucking getting that energy.
Oh, man. Yeah. God. Shout out CBD oil, too.
Yo,
dude.
CBD oil's a shit. CBD oil. That's another official podcast sponsor.
Yeah.
Animus CBD.
Hell yeah.
It's my company, full disclosure.
You sure you want to go public yet?
Yeah, dude.
All right. We're on the market.
This is the IPO. But my website's actually pretty fucked up, so.
So don't, come to. Oh,
don't you, go on the website.
You
yet.
Have a website already?
Yeah. AnimusCBD.com, yeah.
Animus CBD? Where did you come up with the name?
Animus. It's just like your personal spirit, dude. Your animus.
So you can
animus means life force. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was like trying to think of a sick ass name. I was like, oh, fucking animus.
What would you say your animus is?
My animus? It's just, I mean, you can have like, you can have the anima, animus. The animus is like the male force. Anima is like the female force.
Mm.
But you can be anima. If you're anima possessed, that's where like a lot of like bitchy women are. They're anima possessed.
Dude, you're the world that you've entered.
With what?
Of like dick oils and
I've been
animus
in this world, bro.
And fucking.
I've been in this world.
It's just a new theory every week. I can't understand it, dude.
I get on Reddit and it's fully. I'm
oh
like,
my God. Meow. Yeah, whatever article you see, you're just like, I'm all in.
Yeah, instantly. Vitamin E turned out to be the fucking
vitamin
cure.
E.
Vitamin E capsules, I bite them open and squeeze them out on my dick before bed. But you got to put a little water on it first, and then you hit it and encapsulates the moisture.
You bite open a vitamin E capsule.
Put them on my canine, bite them open. And my mom actually used to put them on me for scar. When I had like stitches, my mom would like put vitamin E on my scars. So that's where I was like, this shit is probably good for your skin. Looked it up. I'm right. Cured my dick.
Manhood.com.
Manhood.com.
Dude.
It's funny because I literally don't know what to call. I think the one they sent me to, guess what color it is?
What?
You have three guesses, dude.
Solid gold.
That is one of them. Okay.
I saw the one on the website.
Oh, yeah.
Solid gold. Black would be funny.
The original Black Beauty. That's getting sent
to
me. And
they give you black dicks?
Oh, yeah. You can have a black dick. Yeah, it's Black Beauty.
That's nice.
Black Beauty.
Is it called Black Beauty?
Yeah.
So no.
It is. It's the original Black Beauty.
What's the gold one called? It's
like I forget. The Midas I don't know. Dick. I don't know. But then I have one of them's like cheetah print.
One of them's cheetah print? Yeah. So you're going to be walking around with basically a cheetah print condom on. Yeah. Just walking around life.
Yeah, pretty much. And dude, I had to like divulge like my dick information to this guy. He's like, "Well, what's your flaccid circumference?" And I was like, "Yo, bro,
did you give it to him?"
Yeah, I had to. Well, I went to his site and there was a drop down menu, and it was like 6 inches, 5 inches, 4 inches, 3 inches, and I was like, "I guess I'm gonna go with three. And we'll see what happens." And
yeah. Then he was like, "Snug, dude, you might be walking around nutting all day."
Dude, my flaccid bird is not going to be. Well, he was saying there's some excitation for like when you first put it on, you're going to chub up a little bit because your bird's like, "What's this? Do we have a little friend here?" And it's like, "Nah, dude, it's just a fucking bird helmet, dude." So then he's like, "Well, there's like a strap I can give you, you know, just in case you need it." I was like, "Yeah, I'll take the strap just in case. It's probably not going to."
So it's
fall.
Like a belt buckle that hooks it on.
Yeah, so I have like a chastity. I'll be wearing like a chastity belt, and it's supposed to stretch to accommodate you if you're sleeping. It'll stretch and accommodate your fucking hard bird while you sleep. I'm going to be fucking.
Oh my God, dude.
Dude, I'd imagine if you put this thing on and after like a week, you're just like 1,000 times more sensitive. That'll be awesome.
Is it just come faster?
Yeah. Bigger, faster, stronger, dude.
Nice.
And then there's other ones that actually tug.
That's what we used to call our workout in high school.
Bigger, faster.
BFS, dude.
Well,
bigger, faster, stronger.
I don't know if he sent me this, but there's also the Manhood Restorer, which is something that actually tugs on your foreskin all day while you're like doing your stuff. So then you actually regrow your natural foreskin around your bell end.
Nice.
So that's step two.
Bell end?
Yeah.
Is that a term you came up with?
No, right. that's an L. That's just a term people said, my bell end.
Bell end?
Yeah. You never heard that before?
No.
It's like shine my bell end or like lick my bell end.
Lick my bell end?
Yeah, people say that, yeah.
Who?
This is stuff people say, dude. It's locker room talk. That's locker room talk, dude.
All right, so Manhood Canada is with the sponsorship.
Yo, check them out,
send
dude.
Us some products.
check him
Matt's
out.
Matt's going to use a sock condom from Canada for a month.
Dude, the best is how they told me. They're like, and I don't, they're like, I don't, however they phrase it, they're like, with some of our smaller customers, I have to give the disclaimer that, like, sometimes when you sit down, your penis will suck into your stomach area. And if that's the case, it'll just fall off. And I was like,
wait, whose dick is sucking inside of him?
I mean, if you have a micro bird, dude, it's going to. It's pretty shitty that they're definitely leaving out the smaller bird population. He was kind of like, dude, if your bird's too small, you can't have it, bro. Sorry. And I was just like, I'll fucking rubber band this thing to my dick. I'm not calling him back like, yo, fell off. I'm rubber banding this thing.
Pray to God that that thing falls off while you're in public.
I mean, I'll be at the gym. I'm going to wear definitely like compression shorts. Because if the thing falls off, I'm toast, dude.
You're doing pull-ups and cargo pants and a fucking gold. A gold manhood's going to fall out. Well, an Asian will see it happening. Like, oh.
Luckily, no one will know what it is.
Now, the Asian boys will know.
He might know what a fucking
manhood
is.
They've done their research.
The Canadians will know. The Canadians will be like, oh.
Canada has a ton of Asians.
He's got a manhood.
Oh. A very a strong manhood. A very sensitive opinion.
Oh, dude, I had actually... like six dudes in there. Everyone laughs immediately and leaves.
How many people, if we had 7 to 8 listeners show up to that, how many dong hoods do you think would be on?
7, dude.
You think everyone's going all in on this?
Oh, I mean, I hope. I'm trying to bring back foreskin, dude. We got wronged. Dude, imagine why we still keep that going on. It's aesthetics.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice aesthetic.
Because girls think it looks good.
Perfect.
Imagine if I was like, dude, ew, labia are gross. Off with them.
I'd be all right with that.
You would?
Be sick, dude.
No way. I'm going to restore.
You're going to restore the skin?
I'm going to restore my skin.
I don't think that a lot of people are going to be with you on this.
It's fine. I don't care. Even get some sensitivity. True. Or just to protect your... Dude, your bird's like fucking construction worker hands, dude.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
at
it is.
All.
Dude, compared to what it should
very
be.
Very sensitive.
You think it is, dude.
It's the most sensitive part of my body.
Exactly.
It's fine.
It should be way more sensitive.
Everything that happens to it usually feels pretty good.
Imagine if it felt... Okay, knowing that, imagine what it should be naturally.
Yeah, but in order for it to get there, I have to wear a fucking tube sock on my dick all day, and I'm not doing it.
That's all you got to do.
No.
That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. He gave me 3, and he said both. He's like, "Look, I'm gonna fucking sue you guys if you both don't wear them."
Yeah. So now that we're sponsored,
shit, dude.
What are you gonna buy with all our sponsor money?
Nothing. All I'm getting is fucking dick shield.
You're just getting a better dick.
They're not giving us any money. They're just
giving
us.
Well, they will once our listeners start. Once the market gets flooded.
True that, dude.
Dudes begging.
I mean,
for
I'm gonna give an honest fucking review, dude. I might just start product review.
What materials are inside of it?
It's not spandex, it's lycra. It's something like super soft. I mean, it's like fabric. Satiny and stretchy. Yeah, it's like something, it's like the softest material. I mean, it's to like, damn. It's basically a material that's judging your boxers as like something rough to rub against all day.
Damn, give me one of those.
That's
I'm
what
just
going to
jerk
bro.
Off with it.
I mean, you can. Manhoodcanada.com doesn't care what you do with them,
dude. If
you
try to give me one, I was like, it doesn't fit, dude. It's too small.
That'd be awesome. I mean, think about this, though. It's your flaccid bird. That's you know,
rock hard
that's
right
a fish
now,
out of water. That's tough to get into something, dude. You're trying to like that's tough to fit in there.
What a bad sponsor.
That's a great sponsor, dude.
I know. I don't want to ruin it because right now the Manhood Canada
dude, if he was
CEO is listening.
That'd be so fucking funny to think we have the man. If that's the man for us, dude, fucking dick protect the corporate dick protector
remember
lobby.
That India factory we watched.
Yeah.
That's
they're
what
probably cranking
that's what
out.
They're making.
Dude, all that stuff comes from.
Imagine working
from
in the dick factory.
The dick shield
the
factory?
Fucking, you work for the Manhood Canada factory.
And you're printing out the leopard prints?
Ooh.
That's got to be awesome.
What do you think they're hand sewn?
Nah, dude, they're coming. Maybe. The quality at manhoodcanada.com. That's my fucking, that's my corporate shill inside of me. The unparalleled quality.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah,
let's
definitely.
Take a break.
I got blow my nose.
What are you doing?
Same thing your boy was doing, dude. It was fucking, it was cold. I was lonely, dude. No, it was winter.
I'm talking about just overall, just the constant endeavors of just like.
It is.
Something with your dick out in the world. Dude, trying
to... It really is. It's like, I was thinking about this today, how like I just rotate phases to where like I'll get really into business for a while. So I'm like all about making money. That's how I started my CBD online company. And after 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm going to go back to writing. And I'm like reading books and stuff. And I just circulate. Then I go on like weird sexual things for like a week or so. Then I just circle around constantly.
That's good, though.
It keeps it interesting. It's fun, you know?
Yeah.
I think in my head is just like a magic eight ball that shakes while I sleep, and I wake up, and it's like, oh, that's what I'm doing today.
No, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. It gets frustrating when I'm like, yeah, I was super... Yeah, exactly. I'm just fucking chasing my tail all day long. Well, yeah, I figured that out. I'm like, I was real into business for a while, and last night I was like, I'm just going to start like reading books again and just get real into books and writing. And then like I woke up this morning and I was like, fuck, this is what I was doing last month. I was like, I'm going to never any – like I did the same thing with college and business. I was a psychology major. Then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go to business. And then I was just in business for a while. And I'm like, this sucks. I want to do art. And then I do art. I'm like, this sucks. I want to do business.
Yeah, dude. You just – every week you come down here with a different fucking theory and
– Dude, it's funny
because – it's just a new fucking dick theory.
I mean, I can't wait till I try this thing on. I don't know where I found this.
I'm so excited for you to send me a picture with that thing. Oh, dude, I gotta see a picture.
That's everyone wants to see, dude. The pic's definitely going on. I'll put up every time I change the color.
You gotta put your hand on your sack.
Sack. I'm just gonna pop my fucking manhood out of my zipper, dude. You're probably allowed to fucking pop it out if it's covered in a manhood.
That could be a good, you know, sales pitch for a manhood.
Pop it out.
Do that thing for like people who are
flashers.
Yeah,
that's true.
Just be like, hey, cover it up.
But you can still pop it out. I mean, it gives you a good idea of what you're working with. The guy on the cover of the website is like, nice, bro.
Yeah.
But again, whether he got fluffed or not, I don't know.
You got a fluff before that.
The guy that called out that guy in the garage, dude. Who's on his Bowflex. He's like, what do you want me to do?
Oh my God. You're like, dude, every week is just... you're like a fucking stray dog. I just let you out of the house at the end of this. I'm like, all right, come back in a week. Tell me what happened. What the fuck did you do? Well, I made drugs and then I took them and I went to a party and it was crazy. So now I made a deal. Dude, you emailing and dealing with this guy who makes dick covers. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's a fucking... The funniest thing is when I went to buy I had to buy 96% Everclear in order for like the fucking the tincture hash oil thing to be ready. So I had to go to Delaware and I'd like woken up at fucking 5:30. I crushed the gym. I'm like eating breakfast. I'm like on my fucking A game, just like with my of like shit I have to do. And then I roll into fucking Total Wine. So I had to go all the way to Delaware. And I opened it at 9. I rolled in there like 9:30. And just like rolled up in there, and everyone's kind of like, if you're early bird liquor store, people kind of look at you like,
yeah, especially fuck, in dude. The gray sweatsuit.
So I'm rocking, I had a green one, so I'm like a matching green sweatsuit. I'm in my head though, I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm killing it. Everyone's looking at me like, all right. And then I find the one guy, and I was like, hey, where do you guys keep your Everclear at? And the guy's just looking at me like, Jesus fucking Christ, bro. So I'm like sitting there with my shirt tucked in, like,
oh my God, sucked, dude. She's at least going for the look of gay.
True that. Or yeah, or like an arbiter. I wonder if you just kind of like, what is that job? What do they do? Walk around like, stop saying gay.
It's so funny to be critical of this chick.
Yeah.
Like if you and me lived in like Afghanistan when Malala was standing up against the Taliban, we'd be like, shut up, dude. You're just trying to look good. Shut up, you bitch.
ISIS isn't that bad.
If we lived in Afghanistan, we'd be Taliban. We'd be Taliban now. Be like, this is what you do.
If I live in Afghanistan, I can safely assume that I'd have joined ISIS.
Yeah.
They're all, you? What are you guys about?
Yeah, you would. You would try to start an offsuit, offset. You get beheaded.
I would. Mine would be too fucking free. I started a really freaky, quick. I started a really sexual subset of like fundamental Islam. All
right. Oh, God.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're rambling. God bless all of our listeners.
Yo.
Go see Black Panther. It's powerful.
Go see Black Panther.
Don't school shoot.
Nope.
And
manhood.com. Manhood,
get some fucking hoods on
cover
your dick.
Fucking dick, dude.
Imagine how nice it's going to be to jerk off once you have an incredibly sensitive
penis.
They do say
like even masturbation feels better.
Oh my God, just you know how nice it feels to jerk off now?
Oh my God.
Imagine dude. When your penis is nice and soft and smooth.
Episode 69.
Episode 69, dude. Are you going to crumb tonight?
Probably not. I got the crumb 2 days ago.
I crumbed last night. I'm not going to crumb today.
Really?
No crumb.
I'll be holding it in probably till about Thursday.
Damn, nice.
That's my pussy forecast. Thursday.
I'll probably crumb tomorrow.
Nice.
I was driving today. There's a creek around here named Crumb Creek.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you. I laughed. I was driving. I just saw a small sign on the road. It said Crumb Creek. I was like, fuck yeah. All right.
There you have it.
Get the fucking manhood on your dick so you
cover
can
it up, man.
Crumb hard as shit.
Hell yeah.
70.
70.
It's a big number.
It's bigger than 69, dude. That was a fucking ball.
That was fun.
Episode 69 was. I wish manhood, dude. Was. Yeah.
How's that going? How's your dealings with?
We talk. We're still in communication. It's in the mail. Apparently, my boy sent me. We have a new promo code too. Matt and Shane.
Oh, nice.
Matt MattShane for 25% off.
25% off.
Dick cover.
Dick. Hoods that increase sensitivity to your penis.
He actually sent me an email of a crying baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Sent you an email of a crying baby.
Yeah. He sent me some facts and then just like in between these long sprawling paragraphs.
I got a decent feeling you and this guy are on the same page on a lot of issues.
I think we are, honestly, because I was, we connect pretty well. And neither of our emails really, like, I'll ask him a question and he'll just respond with something like kind of different. But he's like, check this out. And I'm like, fuck, yeah, dude. Awesome, dude.
You
too. Thanks for telling me that.
this is a weird fellowship.
But I'm waiting. I wanted to be wearing it before this week, but.
I know. I wanted to hear about it. I hit him. I actually called you a couple times checking in. Checking being like, to are see you wearing your hood, dude?
You wanted to see if my hot dog was in the bun, dude. Nope. It's still fucking getting mutilated by the world.
By your dungarees and boxers and your boxer briefs.
Yep. And that's his main point.
Rubbing on your penis.
I don't know if I said this last week or to someone else, but like these things eventually unravel and fall apart. And it's like, that's what your dong's dealing with.
What unravels?
These things, when you see, like after you wear one of these for like a month, you notice it's starting to get, like, it gets like roughed up.
Yeah,
you watch the wear on this thing and like, that's your bird.
Yeah, but skin, you know,
repairs itself. Yeah, and hardens and calluses.
My dick is pretty soft.
You think, dude.
All right.
I mean, you're not even putting any lotion. You're not even putting any oil, man oil or anything, dude.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, the most it gets is just some body wash in the shower.
Good God.
That's it.
I say prayers for your dick every night. I'm like, I hope it's fucking all right. I hope it's as good as he says it is, dude.
My
mind is struggling. Yeah.
What happened to your dick? Well, you got fucking ringworm.
Yeah, dude, I did.
So that'll affect your dick.
It's better now. He also sent me an email saying that, like, again, he has to stress. If your unit is too short,
oh,
it just falls off, dude. You got to give this thing something to grip.
He's going to have to come up with what's his name?
Randy.
Not his full name.
Randy.
Randy?
Yeah. He's definitely got a huge dick.
It's Randy. Randy, if you're listening to this, you got to really get a prototype for guys with small dicks. He's got to be working day and night on that.
I mean, yeah.
That's got to be his number one priority in the lab right now.
Small dicks? I mean, dude.
How to help? I mean, just because you have a small dick doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy the pleasure of having an incredibly soft penis.
I know. And sensitive. So, I mean, here's the thing. I don't think anyone really wants to champion the small dick product to be like, I've been working around the clock to make one of these.
Well,
you've got to
make it work.
Yeah. They work pretty well. Again, we're trying to replace the fucking skin that's been taken by our forefathers, foremothers.
Foreskin.
You want to talk about the matriarchy, dude? Shredded
females
our units. Yeah.
Shred our units.
They shredded our fucking units, dude.
You think females are shredding units?
Yeah. That's anymore? Hell yeah. That's the only person who cares about this anymore. It's girls. Being like, I don't like it.
I bet dads.
Dads don't give a fuck. I would never get my son circumcised.
I'm going to chop my boy's hog.
Oh. Randy, don't. Please excuse my
co-host,
dude.
He, fuck
before he knows
manhood.
That. No,
fuck
dude. No, dude.
Not being circumcised, dude.
It's the way.
If you're not circumcised, you're a fucking weird-dicked
dude,
freak.
Where did this? Think about where this idea came from. I've been reading the Old Testament lately, dude, and I don't know if you want to put all your eggs in that basket.
I got good, skinless, long-lasting dick. Last thing I need is some fucking weird-looking one-minute fucking dong.
No, it's not 1 minute. You'd get used to it. You'd have to
launch right away. You have an ugly dick, and you come quick. That's why uncircumcised dudes are fucking weird.
You got to read about it, dude.
Some people prefer an ounce of time. Some people prefer anything about dicks.
Then you can live in the dark.